104.7, Andy and Mel, and no, I do not have a mullet.
Yes, you do.
83% of the people in our poll say, no, I do not have a mullet.
They are blind.
Only 17% say I do. You can vote in the poll as well at hot1047.com. Something else very funny you should check out while you're there. It's on the front page, left column, about halfway down.
Okay.
Animals trying and failing to eat kids at the zoo.
What?
It is terribly funny.
Oh, I love it.
There is like a big black cougar, like the actual big cat, not the middle-aged woman, trying to bite a little kid. There's a monkey trying to punch and kick a baby.
Oh, my.
Yeah, there is also a...
thank goodness they failed.
A lion trying to eat a baby.
Oh, boy.
Through the glass.
Oh, my gosh.
This baby's just kind of crawling around, looking around. It's terribly funny how frustrated they must be.
That lion had to be mad.
No, they're not mad. They're just predators.
I know they had to be mad that they couldn't get to the baby.
Oh, yeah.
I just read off of Argus Leader 911. Shoplifting reported at Sunshine. Male left with a 6-pack of beer and a 4-pack of bathroom tissue. Yeah. South
Dakota. All right.
That's awesome.
It's going to be a good day for that guy.
Toilet paper is expensive, though.
You know what? It must have been old Milwaukee that he stole.
Might, because it gives the other.
Or Bush Light.
Any of those crappy old beers.
Yeah.
Gives you the beer.
But people still love them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it wasn't a good lager. Like the double entendre there?
Yes.
That was a good one.
I can't even breathe.
Mm-hmm. That is something that Old Milwaukee is not, is a lager.
It's kind of soupy.
Stop. Okay. That was too far.
No, it's not too
far. That was too far.
Diarrhea.
That was too far.
That was too far.
So, speaking of your digestive system, scientists are using imaging tests to show for the first time that fructose can trigger brain changes that lead to overeating, perhaps.
I can't focus. I just keep thinking about
You know how you have the high fructose corn syrup in pretty much everything?
Yes. Bad for you.
Well, not only that, but it makes people's resistance to more eating go down. I remember in school being told that, you know, there's nothing to bring you back. There's nothing like a Coke to get you to drink another Coke.
Okay.
You know, or any pop for that matter.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because you one and it's like, that was delicious. Mm-hmm. I need another one. And now I have switched to lower calorie coffee. I do put creamer in it, but...
it's better, at least.
It's not, you know, it takes me an entire morning. I actually measure out my creamer now. Because I figured out that my, you know, guesstimated pouring...
was too much.
Oh, it was way too much.
Oh, I know.
And it doesn't even require that much to...
oh, I know. I overpour on the creamer.
And
I know
so
I do.
So I actually measure now, and now I know that every morning I'm getting 170 calories out of my entire thermos.
Congratulations.
Instead of probably 350 that I was getting before. So that's good. Now we're going to give you a real total behind the scenes of our show.
Okay.
We are going to break because we both really have to pee.
This is true.
I have been doing the pee-pee dance in my chair for
the last
5 minutes.
Oh, no, it's been 20 minutes, I've noticed. You doing the pee-pee.
No, only about 10.
Your pee-pee dance is you consisting of rocking back and forth, almost like you're a scared kid, like you've just seen a ghost, and you're like crossing your arms and rocking back and forth and kind of dancing.
Yeah.
You do that, then you start bouncing a little bit, which you think would make it worse.
No.
You bounce. Yeah.
The muscle contractions distract the pressure.
And then finally I say, Andy, do you have to go to the bathroom?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
dear people who write checks, it's 2013. Get with the program. Sincerely, everyone...
104.7.
Now morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hey.
Hi.
This is
Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Hunter Hayes wants to see you light up. However, you can choose how you want to interpret that. Hayes wants to use fan footage in his video for his single Light Me Up. He's looking for fans doing whatever lights them up, whether it's hanging with friends, singing, or something else. You can submit videos until January 13th through HunterHayes.com. Hugh Hefner has married his runaway bride. They actually did get married. Hefner and Crystal Harris tied the knot at the Playboy Mansion on New Year's Eve, a year and a half after she broke off their engagement a few days before the wedding. She's 26 and he is 60 years older than her. And that's the dirt. You can find it more by going to hot1047.com.
Ick.
Right?
Ick.
Ugh. I wonder what the prenup says on that one.
A lot.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:34. We're going to top out at 28 today. Got some snow out there. It's not terrible. It won't ruin your day, but it might make you slide into a ditch or do something stupid in a car.
It's possible.
Well, it's actually kind of likely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do I have a mullet?
Yes.
83% now say no, I don't. 17% say yes, I do. You can see the photos at hot1047.com and decide for yourself.
Your hair is touching the collar of your shirt.
Yep. But it's not short in the front.
It is short in the front.
It's not shorter
it's not like
in the front
the
than
same
it is
length.
In the back.
It's not like it's all the same length.
Well, if the hair on the top of my head was to come down and be the same length in the back, it would be considerably longer.
But when your hair...
See, look. Okay, this hair right here is about that long.
Okay, but it's still...
Probably about 3 inches.
When you don't
inches.
Pull it forward, it still sits up at the top part of your forehead.
Yeah, and in the back, it's about this long, about 2 inches. So it's actually longer on the top than it is in the back.
Mm-mm. Because it's still sitting up there.
And okay, so in order for me to not have a mullet, I would have to get an A-line.
No.
Right? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Which I like to call a reverse mullet.
The hair in the back is long enough to make it look like a mullet. It is past your collar.
I could see how at times it may look like one.
It does.
But it
right
is
now,
not one.
Right now, in fact, it does. And that's without a hat on, as
okay.
you were getting to. Because it is longer.
Uh-huh.
In fact, some of it is tucked underneath your collar.
Yeah.
Mullet, mullet, mullet.
So,
Tucky waterfall.
Would you like to see an Eiffel Tower made out of bacon?
Yeah.
There's one at BuzzFeed.com.
That's awesome.
It's actually pretty well done. There's also a Colosseum.
Like, is it fried?
The Roman Colosseum made out of pizza.
Huh.
And an entire city made out of biscuits, kind of like Sim City.
All right.
Stonehenge made out of cheese.
That would be pretty easy to carve, though, you would think.
Well, it's just blocks.
Oh.
Stonehenge, they're just like rectangular
I gotcha.
Cubes. Somebody else made a London skyline out of vegetables. How much time do you have to have on your hands to do something like that? Ooh. South Dakota connection.
Oh.
There was a Mount Rushmore made out of 100 pounds of cheese. They carved it out of one giant block.
See, that's what I was saying. It'd be easy to carve. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. So, there you go.
I like
There's
it.
There's that. As for celebrities, what ones would people want to live to? There was a poll done by Zillow.com.
They want to live to?
Live next to. Sorry. Oh. I left a word out.
I
pulled a Mel.
Live to?
You're the one who's been saying for 2 days I have a mullet, and you're saying I'm not nice?
I'm just stating the obvious that you have one. I just want you to cut your hair.
A survey done by real estate company Zillow.com finds that while nearly half of the respondents said they wouldn't want any famous people as neighbors, that would be me, there are some celebrities that would make the grade as those people they would want to live next to.
Okay.
Topping the list, Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert. They would be cool neighbors.
They would be.
Yeah.
Blake Shelton seems so awesome.
Tied with Taylor Swift and tie for second, Taylor Swift and Reese Witherspoon.
But Taylor Swift's just a sweetie. I could see her coming over
and
bringing
never home.
Muffins and stuff.
Yeah. In fifth place, tied with Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel, Beyonce and Jay-Z. I think they'd be really snotty neighbors.
I don't know.
Beyonce is like, you know, I don't know. She always comes off as too cool for the room to me.
Because she is.
She's a big star. I don't care.
I don't know what they would be like for neighbors. I don't know. I'm sure they're fine.
I mean, I guess I couldn't see going over to Jay's house and saying, hey, you got a sledgehammer I can borrow? I need to pound in a new post for my mailbox.
That's true.
I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
Because he would just pay someone to put a new mailbox in. Mm-hmm. He probably doesn't own any tools. That's the other thing, too. Like, normal stuff we have around our house,
yeah,
like a screwdriver, you know, do super duper rich, famous people have a screwdriver laying around the house?
I'm sure they have one.
And would they use it, or would they tell someone else to go use it for
tell
them?
Tell someone. But I'm sure they have them.
I think
they have them available. They probably don't know where they're at.
The thing that I always laugh at and is just, like, disgustingly cheesy and annoying to me in, like, tabloid magazines is when they have, they're just like us. Look, they sit down on the toilet just like us.
Yeah, that you know, one. I don't remember which magazine that does it, but
it's
they,
like Us Weekly or People or something like that. I think it's People, actually. You know, but I think celebrities are more normal than you think they are.
Oh, I'm sure they are. I mean, I'm sure they have a little snobbiness to them and weird quirks about them, but who doesn't?
Yeah, but I mean, just something as simple as, you know, do they have a box full of old TV cables to go find one if they break theirs like I did the other day?
I have a box full of cords. I have no idea what they go to.
Or do they call their assistant and go, hey, my TV's not working. I dropped it.
I think that
can
they
you get
probably,
someone over here to fix that?
They call their assistant.
It would annoy me. I would never be that person. I would hire a contractor to come over and do stuff. Like, I wouldn't do home projects anymore.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would still replace the batteries in my kids' toys with the screwdriver that I still possess.
I would hope so.
Anyway.
I'd hope that they do that.
Heroes of the day, they are next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, and we have someone on the phone. Hello?
Mel, you're going to have to put up with the hair for 4 hours a day because his wife loves it and won't let him cut it.
Yuck. He told me that when he loses his weight goal that he's going to cut it.
Why do you think I keep making him brownies?
Yeah.
Oh, stop it!
She just made a bunch of Oreo balls last night.
Crystal, knock it off.
I'm the one that needs to gain weight, so I made him for me.
Why are you making me look at his long, curly, annoying hair? I don't like it.
You don't have to look at it.
I have to look at it. I probably look at it longer than you do. Because he's right across from me for 4 hours every day.
Yeah, sorry about that, but I like it.
I don't get it. How do you like it? It's like Ronald McDonald hair, except for it's black.
Kind of, yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, that's a secret about my wife. You don't know, Mel.
She's kind of
got a thing
for
Ronald McDonald. Yeah, there's Dale Jr., Usher, and Ronald McDonald.
Do you wear clown
on
makeup,
her list.
Too?
I drew the line at clown makeup.
Please let him cut it. Please.
No.
Although, the funny thing was when I had that red Halloween hairspray to dress up like you, she already had it. So.
Oh my gosh.
No, I bought that.
Yeah. Sure.
She doesn't really have a thing for Ronald McDonald.
If you didn't put product in it, it would be like Ronald McDonald.
If we had been engaged and I found out she had this weird thing for Ronald McDonald, I don't know. That might have been a deal breaker.
It might be, because that's weird.
Yeah.
There's probably people out there, though, that have a Ronald McDonald fetish.
Maybe. I don't know.
Bleh.
Anyway. Well, thanks for call. I don't have a mullet, do I?
No, you don't.
Yes, it is. It's hitting his collar.
That does not define a mullet.
My hair hits my collar, too.
So does yours, Mel. By that definition, you
we
and Crystal both have mullets.
We are women. No, I
Women
seen,
can have mullets?
First of all, yes. I saw a lady in the mall, and I'm pretty sure she had the same hairstyle since the 1980s, and it was shaved on the sides, and then cut short in the front, and then long in the back.
Mm-hmm.
She had a mullet.
Okay.
That's a mullet.
That's a mullet, but that's not what I have.
You have a mullet.
A longer, curly hair.
I'm going to bring my straightener. We're going to straighten the back of your hair.
We can do that.
And you will see that it is definitely a mullet.
Just the back. You're just going to straighten the back. Well, then that would make it look like a mullet because it'd be way lower.
Yeah. Because the rest of
you're just trying to make me look stupid.
If your hair was even, then it would not be a mullet, but it's not even.
No, it's longer up top and
is
in the front.
Is this mullet thing going to go on all week long?
I hope not. Anyway, okay. We got to do heroes. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Every time you're a hero. Not a mullet. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
Roseville police in Roseville, Michigan are trying to find out who is stealing plumbing fixtures from toilets in public restrooms.
That was happening here, remember?
Yeah, the thefts have occurred in the afternoon hours, December 27th, 28th, and 29th so far. And the thief has hit a McDonald's, a Tim Hortons, I don't know what that is, and a mobile gas station. Police say the man is going into the men's rooms and using tools to quickly remove the exposed piping and valves that leads to the toilets and urinals. At one location, they're told that the thief took automatic flush valve assembly. He's impressive. In one case, witnesses described the possible suspect as standing about 5'9", wearing a light brown Carhartt-type jacket and a blue shirt. They couldn't tell what his race and body type were, but seen that he was getting into another vehicle where somebody else was driving.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Sometimes you just feel like you need to get drunk, right? I can
sometimes
understand that, but I don't understand using a liquor store clerk as a babysitter while you tie one on.
Excuse me?
Kenneth Rowe of Daytona Beach, Florida, just did that on Sunday.
What?
He brought his infant to the Shark Lounge and liquor store, went outside for what has to be the longest cigarette in history, then finally came back to collect the baby. Of course, the most logical thing to do after that was walk out into traffic and lay down on the street with the baby.
What?
The very wise clerk called the police and Roe was arrested for endangering the welfare of a child. Baby, thankfully, is back with its mother.
Oh, my Lanta.
Time for us to scoot. Ben is in next. Have a great day. It's Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7.com.